Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, July 11th. You'll be interested to know. 46 years ago today, in 1979, America's first space station, Skylab, re-entered Earth's atmosphere after a successful 6-year mission in orbit. Launched by the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, Skylab served as a pioneering platform for scientific research and technological advancements in space. Its re-entry marked the end of an era that laid the groundwork for future space exploration, inspiring generations to reach for the stars. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair this morning with waist-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 to 3 feet throughout the morning, providing decent conditions. However, expect the winds to remain sideshore at 5 mph, keeping things a bit bumpy as the day progresses. Conditions may shift to choppy later as winds increase. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 0-foot incoming low tide, when the west swell is 3.5 feet at 8 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 4 mph. The first high tide Friday will be 3.5 foot at 11:15 a.m., with a 2.5 foot low tide at 3:45. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 72 degrees for the water temperature. Saturday through Monday presents a mix of surf conditions. Saturday features clean waves at 2 to 3 feet with light south-southwest winds, ideal for beginners. Sunday starts fair but shifts to choppy by midday, with waves building to 3+ feet. Monday maintains fair conditions with 2 to 4 feet waves, but choppy conditions develop in the afternoon. Overall, a mellow weekend for casual surfers. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 67 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 8:02, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:50. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 8 a.m., then it will become partly sunny with a high near 73 and a gentle south wind. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low of 63 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies this weekend with highs around 72 on Saturday and 74 on both Sunday and Monday. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the low 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, all California Highway Patrol officers will soon be equipped with body-worn cameras as public demand for accountability in law enforcement grows. The San Diego County Sheriff's Department has utilized these devices since 2017. Although not mandated by state law, many agencies have embraced this technology. As of July 1st, the California Highway Patrol has deployed approximately 2,400 cameras to its officers in major regions. Tasha Williamson, a community activist, emphasized that these cameras will help determine innocence and guilt. Officers in San Diego County are expected to receive their cameras and training in November of this year. Now on to sports. Jazz Chisholm Jr. is gearing up for a stylish appearance at the All-Star Red Carpet Show, promising a memorable entrance. The Yankees infielder has also confirmed he will participate in the 2025 Home Run Derby on July 14th at Truist Park in Atlanta, as announced by Major League Baseball. Chisholm, at 27 years old, will be the first Yankee in the Derby since 2017. This year marks his second All-Star selection, and after recovering from injury, he is enjoying an impressive season with a batting average of .316 since June 3rd. In local sports, last night at Petco, the Padres edged the Diamondbacks 4-3 as Tatis Jr. blasted a massive homer and Machado also went deep. Morejon snagged the win with Suarez closing it out for the save, while Rodriguez took the loss for Arizona. The Friars tallied 13 hits to Arizona's 9, showcasing their resilient offense. With this victory, San Diego improved to 50-43, continuing their push in the standings. Tonight, the Friars face off against the Phillies at Petco Park in San Diego for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Ryan Burgard, with an earned run average of 2.67, takes the mound against Ranger Suarez, who boasts a 2.19. First pitch is at 6:40 under clear skies at a comfortable 69 degrees. In top news, a dog named Draco has become an unlikely hero after alerting his owner to a potential electrical hazard. The pet parent noticed Draco obsessively trying to cover a specific power outlet in their hallway. Seeking answers, the owner shared the unusual behavior on Reddit, where the post garnered over 17,000 upvotes. Commenters quickly identified the issue, leading the owner to discover that the outlet's wiring was faulty. The landlord had an electrician disable it, and now Draco has returned to ignoring the outlet. For his efforts, he was rewarded with new toys and treats. In business news, Bitcoin has reached a new all-time high, trading at $113,853, driven by President Trump's pro-crypto policies, corporate buying, and a rebound in the stock market. Following Trump's election victory, Bitcoin surpassed $100,000 for the first time, though its growth faced challenges due to market volatility. Now, corporations like MicroStrategy and Tesla are stockpiling Bitcoin, introducing new risks to the market. Additionally, regulators have approved spot Bitcoin exchange-traded funds, leading to nearly $148 billion in holdings. As always, Bitcoin remains a risky asset, correlated closely with stock market trends. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 7% for the week, to about $117,000. Ethereum is up 15% to just under $3,000. And XRP is up 13% to $2.57. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Microsoft and OpenAI are facing a significant moment as they renegotiate a contract, allowing OpenAI to transition into a for-profit company. OpenAI is preparing to release an open-language artificial intelligence model, debuting as early as next week. This model will enable companies and governments to run it independently, contrasting with OpenAI's typical closed-weight models. As Microsoft lays off as many as 9,000 employees, the impact of OpenAI's open model could affect Azure customers, potentially pushing them towards rival cloud providers. This evolving landscape raises questions about the future of Microsoft's exclusivity with OpenAI. Entertainment news. In an exciting revelation, Pedro Pascal and Vanessa Kirby shared that the upcoming film, The Fantastic Four, First Steps emphasizes family and unity. Directed by Matt Shakman, the reboot aims to revive the Fantastic Four series after a 10-year hiatus following a poorly received installment. Featuring a star-studded cast, the film introduces Marvel's first family, including Pascal as Reed Richards and Kirby as Sue Storm. Pascal expressed that the film embodies optimism and a pure heart. The movie, which also explores motherhood through Kirby's character, will be released globally on July 23rd. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and philosopher, Will Durant. And he said, "Every form of progress is a victory in the war against ignorance." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.